It was a dream come true. First time I boxed here. I've always wanted to fight here. And to be here again against someone who I don't like and I'm going to destroy on the 7th of July, you know, the fans have been for a real night.
What don't you like about him?
The way he's gone off, the way he's saying that he's going to knock me out in front of my own, he's come over to my city, he's going to say that he's saying that he's going to knock me out in front of my own fans. I don't like the kid. I don't know him. You know, I can get up to, you know, not liking him. With Matthew Whiting, you had to like him, the family. You know, it were hard not to get that side to not like him. But this kid, I don't know him, and he's riled me up. He riled me up. He's in my face. You know, at this press conference, he said certain things. I'm riled up for this fight.
He says you'll have to kill him to end his dream of a world title.
Them words he's saying, if that needs to happen, it's going to happen, because same with me, I'm willing to die. You know, I've done this since I was 9 years old. I'm passionate, you know, for the Sheffield fans, and I want this. Two fights I believe away from a world title now, and you know, the light is there at the end of the tunnel, and I've been banging on about this world title fight, but you know, it's not about a rush job, it's about having the fights at the right time. Ed has manoeuvred me properly and correctly, and now it's, you know, it's my turn to come up with the goods.
He's taking a chance, isn't he, coming here? Because not many people want to come to Sheffield and fight Kell Brook, do they?
Yeah, he's been to other people's own town and knocked him out. He's knocked his last eight out. He really does believe he's going to knock me out. He's come over with his little dicky bow and tie, you know. you've got to love the kid. But what can I say? He's ranked number three. He's going to be coming here giving it his all. And that's what we want.
Does it frustrate you that he is ranked above you? I mean, it may well not be if you win this fight, but right now he is.
Yeah, he's ranked above me. I want challenges, you know, and he can punch, and I can't wait to, you know, I'm going to get up for this fight. I'll be definitely up for this fight. You know, I'm determined to get the win. I'm very determined. Sheffield fans, they love the boxing, as you could see when they come out here last time, 10,000, and you couldn't hear yourself think out here. It were electric, and we want that again. We want it packed to the rafters again. You need to come to this fight, because I'm going to meet this kid head on, and I'm going to take a backward step, and he's saying that he's not going to do that, and I believe he's not, so you need to come to this fight.
As much as you don't like him, is he a step up in quality compared to the other opponents you've had in your career?
Yeah, I believe so. He's had it rough beginning of his career, wrongly managed, but you know, he's very confident now. He's been training with Alvarez up Big Bear. That's the place where he's supposed to be training. You know, you've heard about the place. He's doing it properly. He's got a proper program, like his manager had been saying. We know that he's going to be 100% for the fight, and that's what we want. You know, that's what we want. It's a packed out bill. It's a packed mega bill, and Eddie knows how to do it.
And you could send a message to Bailey and Jones here with a good performance, and you want that world title fight after this, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely do want. I want the winner of Bailey and Jones. They know who I am, and I'm hunting them down. So watch this space.
Is this your time? I mean, there's a market out there for a great British fighter, isn't there, to come on that the people, not just in Sheffield, but in Britain, can get behind. Is this your time?
It's my time. I'm just turned 26. You know, I'm coming to the better ages now. You know, one comes along every 10 years. They said this is what Nat said to me. He said, I'm the next golden child. And I'm 27 and 0, very confident, and I'm just glad to be doing Sheffield proud, and I want to represent Britain and go over there and take all oncomers, you know, all these Yanks, and you know, really stamp my mark in the boxing.
I overheard you speaking to somebody else saying that you were going to Wembley. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to get down to Wembley and support the Sheffield side, Sheffield United. You know, they're in the playoffs now, and we need that win. We want to join the other Sheffield team, Sheffield Wednesday. You know, I am a United supporter, but you know, also I do like, I'm very good friends with Gary Medine, and I do want both sides to do well, and it'd be brilliant for us both to go up.
Gary Medine was at your last fight, wasn't he? Do you speak to him often, and how does it compare, do you think, him playing in a big occasion in front of 38,000 at Hillsborough, and you are fighting in front of thousands here at the arena?
Yeah, we speak often. We go out together. He's a good friend, and yeah, you know, he loves boxing. You know, he loves boxing. He comes out to the fights. We might even have him holding one of my belts for this fight. So, you know, I'm just happy that both. I just want them both to go up. Me, as you know, I have the derbies we have next season.